Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and my guest is JP Polo, Chief Creative Strategist for Discover Puerto Rico. And JP, thanks so much for hosting me this week. We've had a wonderful time. Puerto Rico has a lot of golf options.
It really does. It's a great island. You know, I'm proud to be a Puerto Rican. And as you know, it's a 100 by 35 mile island. We've got 18 golf courses all around Puerto Rico. So very accessible, 2-hour drive, diversity of playing conditions. You've got different golf designers like Robert Trent Jones Jr. You've got Greg Norman design. So really a lot of different playing conditions in prime real estate areas.
And the Puerto Rican Open, what a great PGA Tour event. We played in the Pro-Am the other day, just really fun. We had some great pros. And talk a little bit about, you know, the fact that that's been going on here for a good number of years.
Yeah, Puerto Rico Open has been going on for a little over 12 years in Puerto Rico. We're proud to host that event, proud that Discover Puerto Rico is the title sponsor for the event. And really, you know, it brings a lot of visibility into what Puerto Rico has to offer from a golf destination, but also from a leisure destination. The event has been won by multiple players that have gone on to win major championships and beat top players. So we're proud that it is an event that really brings out some of the best emerging players out there on the PGA Tour.
And your very own has had a really good career, right? Rafael Campos.
Yeah, Rafa Campos, a big buddy of mine growing up. We played a couple of island events. Obviously, he beat me every time. But he's out there. He's made a great name for himself. Won on the Korn Ferry Tour. Is now out on the PGA Tour. He's had a couple of good good finishes. And we think he's going to do pretty good on this year's Puerto Rico Open.
And you have a Puerto Rican woman doing very well in the LPGA.
Very true. Maria Torres. She's on the LPGA Tour. She's had great finishes in major championships. She's had a lot of top tens on the LPGA, and she's really a strong ladies player, and we're extremely proud of what she's been doing for Puerto Rico.
You know, I play golf all over the world, and I didn't realize how many golf options were here on Puerto Rico, in Puerto Rico, and Discover Puerto Rico is doing a very good job now in promoting that. And it's only been going on for, 3 years?
Yeah, Discover Puerto Rico is the destination marketing organization for Puerto Rico, or DMO. And traditionally, the country had been marketed by the government, and they decided to create a nonpartisan, non-political organization. And what that has given us is the ability to, one, create a consistent branding, and as it relates to golf, really own the marketing pillar that is golf in Puerto Rico. We are an island with 365 days of summer weather, so you can travel here anytime, and you can enjoy a great round in any of our top 18 golf courses around the island.
We are currently at Dorado Beach, and there's a rich history here. Talk about Dorado Beach.
Well, we are at Dorado Beach, and it's one of my favorite places to be in Puerto Rico. It's where I grew up, and most of my golf played here. I used to jump the fence just to get a free nine here and there every now and then. So, but Dorado is sort of the capital of golf in Puerto Rico. It's where golf was born. It is rich in tradition, rich in history here. Dorado Beach has been sort of the center of golf throughout the emerging golf market in Puerto Rico. And the great thing that they've done is that they've been able to modernize the facilities and do redesigns while staying very true to what used to be the original golf culture here in Dorado. So it's a great place to come to be able to enjoy some, world-class PGA. We've got some PGA qualifying events here in Dorado Beach East. It's a tough layout, as you saw, but it is an amazing golf course, and obviously the town of Dorado has been instrumental in making sure that golf is the capital, that Dorado is the capital for golf for Puerto Rico.
It's a course that has a lot of elevation, obviously views of the ocean. The number one hole, first hole, is beautiful. You have the Atlantic Ocean on the left. Obviously, with the winds coming off the ocean, it makes it very challenging. But there's a good variety just here at Dorado Beach.
Yeah, there is. And as you said, wind is a determining factor for playing golf in the Caribbean. We've got a prevailing northeast trade wind that plays into most of these holes. The playing conditions are amazing. The bunkers, the greens, I think today they were playing around 11 on the stimp meter. So you get really tough playing conditions here in a very classical layout.
And talk about the other courses that we played this week, from Bahia Beach to the Hyatt Regency. The variety is what struck me.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the selling points when people are looking for a golf destination, whether it's for a buddy trip or just to come down with the family. You're going to get a variety of playing conditions and a variety of golf layouts. You're going to get golf courses that are, you know, are a little bit more affordable. You're going to get golf courses that are a little bit more expensive. But you get, you know, you got golf courses on the northeast of the island that play with the rainforest as the background. And you're not going to get that anywhere else in North America. There are no other rainforests in North America. So that's the only view you're going to get is of that rainforest is here in Puerto Rico. And then you get golf courses on the northwest of Puerto Rico, like Royal Isabela. And you're transported and you feel like you're in Ireland. And it's just amazing to be able to play off those cliffs. So you get a lot of ocean view courses, which is what, you know, the traditional thing that you would think of on an island golf playing experience. But there is so much more to offer when you look at Puerto Rico as a golf destination.
You mentioned Royal Isabela, our buddies, Charlie Passerau and his brother, Stanley. That is a beautiful piece of property, and it's not that far away. You're talking, what, about a two and a half hour drive from here?
Yeah, Isabela is maybe an hour, 15, hour, 30 minutes away from San Juan. The property is just as good as it comes. I mean, Stanley and Charlie, good friends, they chose the right place to build the type of property that they were looking for, and they knew exactly the type of experience that they wanted their guests to have. And they not only accomplished it, I think they exceed the expectations of anyone. If you go there, it's just the magic of being there. It's enchanting. And the golf course, again, you know you're in Puerto Rico because you've got the Atlantic Ocean right there. You've got the 85-degree weather. But just the way that it's been built and the way that it's been designed, it just feels like you're in Ireland.
A lot of variety, as you're mentioning, JP. And talk a little bit about Puerto Rico's resurgence in golf after Hurricane Maria. It just seems like, you know, there was a lot of money put into, you know, a lot of the resort courses and the resort properties and a lot of focus on it.
Yeah, obviously Hurricane Maria had a detrimental effect on tourism in Puerto Rico. It had a detrimental effect on the way that people were perceiving the island. Thankfully, people and you know, the resiliency of Puerto Ricans showed its true colors right there. We got up quickly. I think, you know, not even a year after Hurricane Maria, a lot of the hotels were already open. And if you've drove around Puerto Rico, you can see that the devastation that people tend to associate is no longer there. And the key was the way the properties were able to build up, the strategic investments that they made in making sure that the facilities and the infrastructure were not only up to speed, but modernized correctly. So the monies were used very strategically and very smartly. And as it relates to golf, I mean, golf courses, as soon as the grass kept growing, and you know, that's the thing with nature, it comes back. And the golf courses came back stronger than ever.
And during the pandemic, golf is really enjoying a resurgence because of the social distancing. And you know, here in Puerto Rico, it just seems like you haven't skipped a beat. It seems like the courses are busy. Of course, more and more visitors are coming from the United States, maybe not so much yet from Europe because of restrictions. But I think Puerto Rico has handled the pandemic pretty much as well as any state or any country could really handle it.
Yeah, that's completely right. Puerto Rico, I believe, was, and I'm pretty sure it was the first U.S. jurisdiction to actually put a curfew on and put very strict measures. So we were able to control the pandemic right off the get-go. Obviously, it's a pandemic. You know, we had our cases, but the way that the government managed it was key in ensuring that, you know, Puerto Ricans were kept safe. And now that as we're looking at having tourism sort of rebound and starting to understand how people are looking to travel, golf, it's the social distancing king sport of the world. You are socially distancing. You're in an environment that's safe. You're in an environment that's open, and you're able to enjoy the outdoors doing something that you love with making sure that health and safety are top priority.
And the pros keep raving about coming down here for the Puerto Rican Open. They love it. And the weather is cooperative. It's, you know, it seemed to be, you know, this year just very breezy and cool and not tremendously hot and humid.
Correct. Yeah. The month of February is it's our winter month. So, you know, temperatures might range in the low 80s to high 70s. It's still pretty good weather for golf. I think the pros are really enjoying the Puerto Rico Open. They understand that the people of Puerto Rico love having them here. They get to feel that energy of the Puerto Ricans and, you know, that sort of Latino vibe that we've got going and, you know, all that emotion that we put into everything that we do. They love having having the event here. And more, you're seeing more top pros come to Puerto Rico. You're seeing, you know, major champions come to Puerto Rico. And I think we're at the cusp of making sure that Puerto Rico not only has a Puerto Rico Open event, right now sort of a second tier event, but that we make sure that we've got a top tier PGA Tour event in the coming years. And I think we're on the cusp of making that happen.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the Puerto Rican golfer. There's a lot of passion, very competitive. You like to, you know, kind of throw around some bets now and then. It's a very distinct personality when you're talking about golfers here in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, the golfing culture is a reflection of who we are as Puerto Ricans. We love to have fun, and I think I mentioned this to you on the golf course. The culture of golf is very unique in Puerto Rico. You're going to come down here, you're going to play golf. You know, we stick to the rules, we stick to the traditions, but we like to have fun. We like to go out, we like to do bets, we like to have music on every now and then. 19th hole is as fun as it comes. You're always going to have live music, great food, great drinks, and just the environment of the people. It's just, it's really unique. I remember when I decided to move back to Puerto Rico after having spent 10 years in Washington, D.C., one of the reasons, not all of it, but one of the reasons was I missed playing golf tournaments and golf events here in Puerto Rico because they are so much fun.
Plus, the weather cooperates a little bit more than the Washington area. But so you're back in Puerto Rico, JP, originally from here. You went back and you went to the United States, worked in Washington, came back down here to Puerto Rico. And what about some other activities? If you want to do some other things, there's a lot to see here. You mentioned the rainforest, the beaches are beautiful, and there's the rich history, really. There's a lot of sightseeing. I know there's some historic areas here on the island.
From the historical and cultural perspective, Puerto Rico offers a lot. We are a U.S. jurisdiction, so you don't need a passport to come down here. But when you do, you're going to feel like you're out of the United States. And that is because of the mix of cultures that we've got. We've got the Taino, we've got the African, we've got the Spanish, and then we've got the U.S. influence. So that amount of mixes of culture really makes Puerto Rico a unique place. And you see that in not only the activities, the culture, the gastronomy, but also in the architecture of places like San Juan and Ponce and Mayagüez. But then, you know, you think about, I love doing leisure activities. What is there to do in Puerto Rico? Well, you're on an island. You've got a rainforest. You can do hiking. You can go to the waterfalls. You can play golf, obviously. We've talked about that enough already. But there is so much else to do. You've got the beaches. You've got the mountains. You've got the waterfalls. You've got the rock climbing. I'm a big scuba diver. You've got world-class scuba destinations here in Puerto Rico. You can go boating. You can go kayaking. You can go to 2 of the 5 bio bays in the world are here in Puerto Rico. So there is so much you can do. I've been spending the last 3 years doing everything that there is to do from a tourism perspective because that's my job. How do I transmit tourism into an audiovisual medium? And I still haven't done everything that there is to do, and I'm not tired because I want to go back and I want to do a lot of those things again and again and again with my family, with my kid. So really, it's a great place. It's an enchanting place. It's a magical place. We invite everybody to come and discover Puerto Rico.
And the culinary as well. Very impressed with the food here.
Yeah, the food, it's that mix of cultures, but there is also a lot of chefs in Puerto Rico that have really taken, they've gone out, they've trained the top restaurants around the world. You've got, you've got chefs like Mario Pagan, you've got chefs like Paxito. There is a lot of gastronomy culture here, and then a lot of people taking that Puerto Rican gastronomy to the next level. And the cool thing here is, you know, if you come to Puerto Rico, go to the fine dining, but make sure you stop at the street foods. Make sure you stop at La Fondita. Make sure you really read and learn a lot about the gastronomy because you're going to miss out on a lot if you're not going to the right places. There is so much diversity in terms of the food that you can get. It's not only about the seafood, which is amazing because obviously we're an island, but there is a lot more because of that influence of cultures that we've got.
JP, I love playing golf with you all week. I love your passion for Puerto Rico and for golf, and thanks for telling the story.
Thanks for having me, and that's the key. Puerto Rico is a U.S. jurisdiction. You don't need a passport to come down here. Most places from the East Coast, it's a four-hour flight. We've got a bunch of direct flights coming in, and as we get out of this pandemic, which we know we are, Puerto Rico should be the top place in your viewers' mind of places to come to travel to.
And next time we'll win that Pro-Am.
We definitely will win that Pro-Am.
I think I still owe you $5 for that eagle earlier in the week. JP Polo, Chief Creative Strategist for Discover Puerto Rico. Thanks so much for being on Sports Interview.
Thank you.